Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
307 DGS, happy Friday to you. Our buddy Alvin Reed is in with us. Kevin, there's a comment on the stream during the Saliga spot. Wheels was eating something and throwing the crumbs over his shoulder.
Yeah, I probably did that.
He's a man's man, but what was he eating?
That was Ritz Bits.
Okay.
Yeah. I had a craving for something salty.
Okay.
I have protein bars, but they're all sweet, and I wasn't really going to hit it that time.
Didn't realize you were throwing it over your shoulder.
And they, well, I kind of like... I think I got some on my shoulder, and I was doing something like that. Yeah.
Okay. I was doing the podcast this morning, and, you know, it's on the YouTube channel on 101 ESPN, also, and like live, and I bumped my coffee, and it flew on to some
piece of machinery.
Machinery right there, and so there were some paper towels, and I didn't know how I looked, but I was trying to talk, but also, like, cognizant of the fact that,
yeah,
dude, you need to, like, yeah, kind of wipe around it and wipe
I could owe some money here.
I don't want sparks to start shooting out of it.
Yeah.
So, and I was just, I'm never really aware. You know, I was saying last week that, you know, I know I'm on. When I'm on, like, TV, I know I'm on. I mean, but when I'm here, I completely forget.
Mm.
So I, not that I don't think I, you know, look goofy or anything, but I completely forget that people are watching this.
Yeah.
So hi, people.
Yeah, me too. I was just asking about Max Scherzer, Mad Max. I've always known he had an attitude and he was very intense. But last night, and I wasn't watching at the time, I've just seen the replays. What was the situation? What happened? What do you think?
So it was the fifth inning, and he was, you know, he hasn't started a game in 3 weeks because he's been all season trying to get healthy. And, you know, with that combined with the Blue Jays playoff schedule and the fact that they were clinched and they didn't have to play in the very first series, it's been a buildup to where he actually got to make his first start of the postseason. It's been 3 weeks. And the manager came out. Usually when the manager comes out, he's coming to take you out of the game. And as he was getting to the mound, you could see Scherzer's like screaming at him. He's yelling at him. And when you look at the close-up, what he's saying is, yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. Let's go. Like, in other words, get the hell out of here. I'm still good. I'm going to get us out of this. And he did. He got himself out of it. But that's definitely a bit of a veteran privilege. You know, like, if a rookie did that, the rookie's still coming out of the game, whether he likes it or not.
Right.
But when you're 41 and you've been around a bit and you've won World Series and you're, you know, Cy Young Award winner and you're going to probably be a Hall of Famer, you get a little leeway.
And but this was probably the best he has. That may have been the best game he pitched since April, maybe. If not that. He just wasn't very good.
Yeah, for a lot of the year. He's just not been healthy. He's 41, so, I mean, the body's worn a bit. And it's really, it's been multiple years now that it's been that way. But you'll see the occasional flash. And last night wasn't like classic Scherzer.
No.
But it was combative Scherzer. And he gave his team what they needed. He gave them 5 2/3 innings, and obviously they hit enough to support him.
And it was a big game for him. It was a big game for the team. They did what they had to do, which was to get the series back to Toronto, if nothing else. And I'd be fired up, too. I mean, you know, be 22 or 42, I would be fired up that I did the job, regardless of what happens tomorrow. We're going to, our season will go on. We'll get back to Toronto. And it wasn't looking like that 2 games ago, yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit of politics here. I've been watching with great interest the John Bolton stuff. I don't know if you guys have consumed much of it.
But it just reminds me of the old adage that two things can be true at once. I am personally absolutely convinced that none of these people would be getting prosecuted if it weren't for Donald Trump being pissed at them. That's why they're getting prosecuted.
Yeah.
And I'm very much against that. I don't care if it's Biden or Obama or Trump or who. There should be a chasm between justice and weaponizing the Justice Department. That being said, if Bolton's good for what they're accusing him of, man, that guy's going to jail. Like, I don't know what it is with these people. Biden, Trump, Bolton. You can't take that stuff home and put it in your basement.
Yes, and I don't understand that at all.
You can't share it with your wife and right. your daughter.
Exactly. And that's the Sworn Secrecy Act and all these things that they, you don't hear about that when they take the oath. But they have signed basically that I won't sell the country's secrets, or I won't be careless with them, or, loose lips sink ships. And to do this, I don't get it either. I don't know that American politics has changed, but the individuals that represent us in American politics basically have no tenets about what it means to be a senator, or what it means to be the president, or what it means to be like an elected official, how you should carry yourself, the things that you should do and should not do. But I think, isn't that true? Maybe every profession in America right now.
Could be.
And maybe, do I sound like an old man? Do I sound like Max Scherzer of journalism right now?
We're good to go.
Yeah, I'm good to go.
Leave me alone.
Let's do it the old way. The new way sucks. You hate to sound like that, but it's just like, God, you just shrug. Like, man.
Do we think that maybe this always happened?
I could believe that.
Like, who would know if you did it in 1930? Like, who's going to find out? There's no social media that you didn't have. 97 different TV stations covering things. You didn't have a lot of the ability to gather. Like, if you walked out with it and nobody was tracking it at the moment, you just had it. And it's not like they're only one copy of these things, right?
True, but you should. Okay. Danville, Illinois, my first newspaper. Sports photos. You know, we were coming into not the digital age, but we could reprint photos that were from AP, but we still had just photo files in a cabinet. And they were jammed in there so tight. So I was going I was looking for Muhammad Ali, we don't have any photos of Muhammad Ali, we could proportion wheel and use. And they were still under Cassius Clay. Okay. And they were jammed in here, and they were original AP wire photos from the Sonny Liston fight and things like that. And when I left Danville, I took them. Because I said, they're
never going to miss them.
They're getting ripped at the top, and they're jammed in here, and they're just going to end up getting thrown away or lost. So I called myself liberating those.
Okay.
I felt bad, but I'm not the president, but I said, you know what? I'm taking these. Okay. And I did. I'll admit it. So I get to Lansing State Journal, and in my mind, I said, man, that was a, dude, seriously. I still looked at myself, man, whatever. So I get there, and so Malcolm X, grew up in Lansing. The movie comes out, okay, while I'm there. And it's the feature people said, well, don't we have any photos in the photo file? And it came back, two or three years earlier, the librarian or somebody said, who's Malcolm Little? And threw him away.
Wow. Oh.
So then all of a sudden I felt like I was justified.
You're vindicated.
I was vindicated.
See, I knew these things happened.
So I don't know. Maybe not the president. So I'm going to take this home because something might happen to them in the Pentagon or wherever.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I have a couple of those white postal carrier things that every office has full of my CDs from the show.
Yeah.
Which I was, I didn't steal them. They told me I could take them. But I just can't. I don't know. It's an interesting question, though, because when we were growing up, let's say, 60s, 70s, 80s, it seemed like we had a better class of politician.
Yeah.
But it could just be like Kevin's pointing out all the time.
We just didn't know.
We didn't know.
Right.
Maybe it's just getting older.
It's probably both, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, I imagine there's a lot we didn't know, but I also think just this modern time has bred a different. I mean, I don't remember this being true, and I feel like I read a story about it not too long ago, like within the last couple of years, that senators and representatives didn't used to be all rich. They weren't all super wealthy.
They weren't.
Not that there weren't any, but that, like, you look at all of the senators are super rich. And if they weren't when they started, they got that way. And some of them were when they started. And that's a different group. And I wonder if that changes your view.
It probably does. It probably does. I think that, you know, I think if you loosed an F-bomb, president or not, on like live TV, you might not get reelected. Yeah. Back when I was growing up, that might be enough. Yeah. There would be enough families out there that this person is out of control and can't be trusted if he would do that.
You're right.
Now, everybody knows presidents cuss not on the air.
Yeah.
Truman, Johnson, they curse like Marines, you know? Yeah. But to let one go like that really would have changed how people looked at you.
Absolutely.
Now it's like kind of a anything goes world. And that's not just like Donald Trump. I think anybody could say, you know, like let one go and say, oh, it was just a moment of passion, you know, or whatever. And it's like, oh, I understand. Right. Okay. So maybe the electorate is part of the blame as well.
Crazy. I just was looking this up. I think I found the story that I was looking at. But this is an old story, actually, older than I thought it would be. It was from 2012. And as of 2009, 2010, 66% of senators are millionaires. And it's greater than that now by a lot. And only 1% of Americans are millionaires. Huh. So when you want to understand why they don't act like us, it's because they're not. And they're a lot of times acting in their own interest.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, that's pretty crazy that... That is one of the big changes, I think, from that time you're referring to. I don't believe that everybody that was there, I don't believe it was 66% in 1980.
We're
millionaires.
Probably not half.
I mean, I would guess not.
Yeah. Part of it is you didn't need that. You didn't need millions and millions of dollars.
Well, there weren't as many millionaires then. Yeah. Right.
But also, you didn't need millions and millions of dollars to run and win an office.
Right.
So thus, now you're money raising and, you know, you're out here, there, and everywhere, and the same people that are probably donating to you are probably creating opportunities for you to make money, not as a senator or a House representative or something like that, but through legal investment, through speaking engagements, through this, through that, you know, you're kind of getting taken care of in a legal way, and that creates dollars. I grew up thinking that you did not have to be rich to be the president of the United States. And now I think you pretty much have to be rich to be president of the United States. And that's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Right. Now, rich, by rich, I mean.
You have to have the war chest.
Yeah. By rich, personally, maybe I'm saying like you got to be worth $700,000, $800,000 just from the get, you know. To the point where you said, like, you know what? I really don't have to go to work every day.
I don't think Biden was very well off. He says he wasn't before he wrote his book, but, you know, who knows?
Who knows?
I mean, he's kind of a dumbass if he spent 80 years in the Senate and he didn't make any money. So
yeah, and I know that some of the older politicians are first generation big time success.
Yeah.
All right. Their parents really did still work whatever their jobs were.
Yeah.
Okay. But at the same time, I know that when I say generational wealth, I don't mean like LeBron James, but I do mean that, like, well, you know, if your family goes back like two houses, three houses where they've sold two and they were living in the third and then it like comes to you, there is a certain amount of money, unless they were just gambling it away or whatever, you know, that comes down to that generation.
Yeah.
In our family, it's going to be our daughters.
Yeah.
You know, to me and to Carmen through our family, but then ultimately it'll go to them.
Yeah.
What they do with it, I don't know. But, and I'm not, this is not, you know, like, I am not bragging, but if you sold everything, like, say, like, hey, all right, if the dad comes to you, sold, blah, 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 they'd probably be in that 1%. Okay. Yeah. But what that means now, I don't know what is that now? You know, like, hell, if you had $1 million when I was a kid, you was Rockefeller.
You're set.
You know, like now you're probably like, hey, hey, I don't need that lining on the bed of the truck because it costs too much, like in Fargo. That's what billionaires probably are still like watching dollars like that. Like, I don't want to waste money.
All right, man. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right, man. Going to see the Chuck Berry concert with the symphony tonight.
Nice. Right. DJS, want to do some fast food news?
Sure, we can do a couple of stories here. Pizza Hut is launching 20 Lil Wings for $10. This will happen on Wednesdays at participating locations. This has already happened. I did see a couple people on social media, Reddit, what have you, posting their Lil Wings. They do appear to be quite Lil. You're getting 20 of them for $10, so they're tiny. Yeah,
but just getting little chickens?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm not sure where they're sourcing the chicken wings from, but yeah, don't expect a lot.
Whenever you guys go somewhere and you get a giant chicken wing, does it ever trouble you how big that chicken must have been?
No. No, make them big. Make them as big as dogs. I don't care. I want that big wing, baby.
As big as dogs.
Big as dogs.
Big as a rat.
Gotta have it. Give me a chicken the size of a Rottweiler. Give me them big old wings.
Oh, good luck catching that one.
Mm.
That's a pterodactyl.
If you can't handle a big chicken, you're in the wrong business.
I mean, what's an ostrich but a big chicken, right?
I don't know. Never had an ostrich wing.
Taco Bell is introducing a new Flamin' Hot Grilled Cheese Burrito. So it has this new Flamin' Hot rice made with crushed Fritos Flamin' Hot chips and a seasoning blend of garlic, paprika, red peppers, lime, and cheddar cheese powder in the rice.
That's actually intriguing.
I had the new crispy chicken hot taco thing at Taco Bell.
Yeah. The Frank's yesterday. Red Hot Diablo crispy chicken menu.
That is precisely what it was, Rachel. Thank you.
How was it?
Man. It was very good. It was delish. Recommend.
I haven't had the Bell in a long time.
I hadn't either, which is why I was like, you know what? This is a Bell day.
That's unusual for me, too.
This is Diablo day.
Krispy Kreme's 2025 Halloween donuts have arrived. They look very cute, very pretty. I don't know how, you know, much better they taste than a normal Krispy Kreme, but I am the kind of sucker that falls for, like, it's got green icing.
Me too.
Like, I love that. Yeah. And then one more story for you guys. There's a new Cheez-It flavored taco shell that you can get at Target. It's from the brand Ortega. And it's just a hard taco shell infused with the cheesy flavor of Cheez-It crackers.
I might love it, but I don't love even that concept.
I gotcha. It's probably like the Doritos ones at Taco Bell are pretty good,
like,
but
tacos.
They fall apart, though.
I like Cheez-Its. I'm not sure I want my Cheez-It. My taco to taste like a Cheez-It.
Yeah. I'd be open to trying it, though. But if I had the door
open for you, it would... Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Make your day. Happy Friday, everybody. DGS 334. What was that?
That was a Dave Storm.
Oh.
Was that? Did I do something?
You're showing us wind.
Did I do that?
Did I do that?
I knew that. That was like the Halloween show.
It was like a little Darth Vader. But like,
yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Dave, we missed you yesterday, buddy.
Yeah, I had a grandson's in town.
Yeah.
Had a last minute change on a golf lesson. So, I missed it too. But, you know, again, congratulations. We've been talking about it a long time.
Yeah, great. Thank you, pal.
25 years. Come on. Perfect.
So was the little
best
guy?
Best feat in afternoon radio, though? I got to question that.
Yeah. We have to go toe-to-toe one of these days.
Have a toe wrestling match.
Yeah.
Big toe wrestling.
Was the grandson taking the lessons?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He was teaching Dave.
Yeah.
He was teaching Dave. Like, here, Grandpa, here's how you putt.
With his shoulder injury, it's he had a good lesson, though, yesterday. He was awful on the range. Awful during the lesson. And the day before, he was great. Gets on the putting green. He's out of sight. And golf pro, our golf pro, Dean, who's teaching him, goes, this is a great lesson in golf. Some days you are awful on the golf course, but you're fantastic at putting. Other days, you're fantastic on the golf course, and you're terrible at putting. It's a good lesson for him.
How old is he?
He'll be 6 in early January.
Okay.
Five and a half or so. Yeah. He loves it. He has got one of the best follow-throughs I've ever seen.
Huh.
Really.
I really regret. So I'm known in my family, it's called the slip and slide, because one time we were in the backyard with a slip and slide, and when Fee was about 4, and all of her little friends were over, and I was taking them and like sliding them down, you know, and they were having so much fun. And then I took one of them and they caught a little too much air and just kind of went ass over tea kettle, and mm-hmm. the whole thing was over. So now we call that slip and sliding. But when Fee was about that same age, we took her golfing and she was great. She was a natural. She could hit it 75 yards down the middle. So I slip and slided it, and I went and bought her nice clubs and started pushing her to go with me all the time. And she was like, I never want to play that game again. So,
yeah. You got to be careful. Yeah. You really do have to be careful with it. I think he's been taking some lessons since he's been about 4. And he enjoys it. He enjoys it at this point. Now that will change. You know, I think between the time they first start learning at 10 years old, man, you are walking a fine line.
Yeah.
Of without pushing.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want to push. I'll let the pro push.
Yeah, there you go. So, Dave, we're all looking forward to a rainy day tomorrow.
Yes. And everything's right on track. Cold front coming in. No problems this evening. Friday night football games, all the other stuff going on. It will be a little warm in the 70s, but, yeah, we can handle that. Maybe a shower towards morning, but Saturday still looks wet, unsettled, a little stormy at times, periods of rain, some thunderstorms. The storms will bring heavy downpours of rain, some lightning, maybe some hail, gusty winds. Best chance will be during the afternoon of the heaviest rain. It's windy, 78. Showers and thunderstorms still continue Saturday evening up through about 10 o'clock or so, and some heavy rain again possible. It's windy and it's cool Saturday night, 52. Sunday is all about fall. Lots of sunshine, deep, clean blue skies. Fall is back, but it will be windy on Sunday, 65 for the high. It's going to feel colder than that if you're caught in the wind. How much rain? It's always hard to say how much rain when we're talking thunderstorms, because if you get under a storm, you could have a lot of rain. I think on the average, though, an inch to an inch and a half of rain for most of us.
You may know this, and it's probably more recent than I think, but I personally can't remember the last time we had a real all-day soaking rain.
It April, maybe wow. May.
Okay, that makes sense.
You get into the thunderstorm season in May, it's hard to have all-day rains. But we're now middle of October. November typically brings the all-day rains, the real solid return of that stuff. But, yeah, this will be an all-day rain.
Okay. Headlines, Rach.
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. I thought you would like this story, Dave Glover. There's an injured bear who's taking pumpkins in West Hartford, Connecticut. I mean, I don't think you like the fact that the bear is hurt and injured, but you do like your pumpkins.
I do.
This injured bear has been stealing pumpkins around town. Even though it has a leg injury, animal control officials observed the bear running despite this leg injury. But there's nothing that can be done to assist the bear. So they're saying for now, just let him eat the pumpkins. Aww. Let him have it.
How about that? Okay. Do I have this right? People are taking spooky pumpkins into Starbucks.
I have seen this.
And they're putting pumpkin spice lattes in them?
Yeah, I have seen a similar story.
I'm sure it's only like 7 or 8 influencers being a giant pain in the butt to the Starbucks workers.
That should be against the law.
Yeah, I mean, it's enough to where it has gone viral. Okay. And
what's funny,
which just makes more people do it, so that's great.
The influencer stuff is so funny because they just barge into a place with a camera and a big stupid pumpkin. And they're like, fill it up with pumpkin spice latte. And if I take your stupid pumpkin and I pitch it behind you and it smashes on the floor, I'm the jerk.
Yeah.
And right. I'm on camera being a total psycho.
That's
at
a good
the
point.
Thing. When it's like, I'm just trying to do my job and you kick the door open, shove a camera in my face and tell me to fill up a pumpkin with a coffee.
I was watching one.
What do you think?
Go ahead, Dave.
What do you think they're really trying to do? Are they trying to get the pumpkin filled with the latte, or are they
it's
trying
win-win
to get
for
a
them.
Reaction?
It's win-win for them. They get a reaction and they have content of they get to go viral for showing off a psycho Starbucks employee, or they get to be like, look at this cool trend where I'm drinking pumpkin coffee out of a pumpkin.
Have
or
you
whatever.
Seen the guy that throws little cakes at cars that are going too fast in
a
school zone?
Not a great idea.
No.
First of all,
asking for trouble.
You don't fix lawbreakers by breaking the law yourself. Also, one of those people is going to turn around and come after you.
Mm-hmm. What kind of little cake?
A little birthday cake?
Yeah, it's like almost a single serving size.
They got to cost like $10 a piece.
Yeah, and they're just driving through. He's in a school zone, I think, or near one, and the speed limit's like 15, and he'll have a gun out. And he's like, oh, this one's going 40, and as they drive by, he throws the cake at their car.
Oh, man. What if you were driving, though, and you're driving like 80 down the street and your window's down and then like a cosmic brownie just whips into your car? You would think, God has blessed me for driving 80. This is the best day of my life. It's raining cosmic brownies for me.
Oh, by the way, we all rode with Andrew for the very first time yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whoa,
he took us to lunch in his new car.
Mm-hmm. Everything went just fine.
Yep. Andrew's a very careful, slow driver.
Yes.
Yes, except for that one part.
Except for you went the wrong way on a one-way street.
But I did it intentionally and safely.
Don't forget we drove against traffic to get to the wrong way. It was a journey.
I went the wrong way down the street and then turned to still go the wrong way down the street.
Yes.
But I knew what I was doing the whole time. It wasn't an accident.
And then I'm like, just turn into the White Castle parking lot. And Andrew's like, I'm doing it.
Rachel's like, get us off the road.
Everybody was encouraging me. Just cut over. We'll go into that lot.
I'm not going to lie.
And so I did it. Then all of a sudden, everybody's like, oh my God, we're going the wrong way.
Nobody wants to die.
All of a sudden, nobody wants to go the wrong way down traffic, even though there's 4 lanes.
Well, there was also no other car anywhere in sight.
I was not encouraging you, because when you turn the wrong way on Broadway, Dave, for real, I thought, this is how it happens.
This is exactly it.
I'm going to die next to a White Castle on Broadway in St. Louis with Andrew driving
the
wrong way.
Outside the Oyster Bar, like,
Did you see this story, Wheels? Many protein powders have a heaping helping of lead.
I heard.
According to Consumer Reports, they tested 23 popular protein powders and shakes from very established brands, but they found that more than 2/3 of them packed more lead per serving than experts consider safe, sometimes by a factor of 10 or more. You want to be especially careful when it comes to the plant-based protein options.
I saw that a lot more of them were in the plant-based ones. Yeah, I don't think any of the brands that I use popped up there because I looked at that story. I was like, oh no.
let's see here. A former NFL star needs a kidney, and he's turning to his fans for help. Nick Manigold, a Pro Bowl center who played for the New York Jets, made his plea for a donor with type O blood on social media. This is according to ABC News. He was diagnosed with a genetic defect in 2006, and he's currently on dialysis and says none of his family members are able to donate.
Yeah.
Would you guys do that?
I'm not going to say I would do it for, like, anyone, but if I would definitely consider it. If someone in my life that I knew and loved needed something like that, it was something I would talk to the doctor and think about. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
tough
a big
question.
It's yeah, I mean, if it's an immediate family member, the answer is immediate. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's harder to just be like, would I randomly do that? Well, you know.
What if it's a family member you don't like? Like, what if it's your first cousin you hated since you were a kid?
There's a whole thing with, you guys know the actress and singer Selena Gomez.
Yes.
She needed a kidney a few years ago, and she has a very strange, rabid fan base and then, like, group of people that hate her, too, mm-hmm. that are all over Twitter. I see this all the time. I swear I never seek it out, but it plays out in front of me. And apparently there's, like, a whole drama with this girl gave her the kidney, but then Selena Gomez didn't invite her to her wedding, and there's so much speculation going on. Anyway, whole thing seems like a mess.
Huh.
We wish them well.
I didn't know any of that.
Hopefully that all works out. A $700,000 Picasso painting disappeared on its way to an exhibit. It was being transported across Spain. It's Picasso's still life with guitar, a small pencil work. But yeah, it is missing. It is being transported from Madrid, about 250 miles to the north, in a van carrying other exhibits. But I guess the thief, or I mean, maybe someone
innocently. An inside job.
Yeah, it really seems like someone was like, "And I'm going to just take the little Picasso." Yeah. No one will ever notice that. I will say I'm a little surprised that even a tiny Picasso piece would be under $1 million. Uh-huh. I just assumed all that would be, you know, insane.
Do you know the story about when someone asked him to do a drawing on a napkin?
I don't think so.
Yeah, he was sitting at a cafe and a lady asked him to do a drawing on a napkin. And he did it, and she started to take it, and he said, "That'll be $1 million." And she said, "But it's a napkin." He said, "No, it was a napkin. Now it's a Picasso."
Oh, jeez.
Thank you, Dave.
You got it.
But if I could find emotion, happy Friday.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yes. Have you guys ever heard of the Brain Hemispheres experiment?
She comes out on Friday.
So at some point in the not too distant past, you know, your brain has two hemispheres and they're connected by something I don't know the name of. And they literally sliced people's brains in half because they were having terrible seizures. And the theory was that this would disrupt the impulses going from one hemisphere to another. And it worked like magic. The people stopped having hemispheres. But then they realized that the left and right hemispheres can be communicated with completely separately. So your left eye, the signals go to your right hemisphere and vice versa. So if they would cover someone's right eye and they would show them a tennis ball, and then they would have a bunch of balls and objects behind a thing, and they would say, I'm going to get this wrong, but you can look it up. And they would say, like, you know, grab the object you saw. And the brain that has language would be unable to say what it was. Like, what did you just see? And so whichever hemisphere it is that has language would be like, I'd have no idea. But when the person went to grab it, the functional side would grab the tennis ball. Isn't that crazy? And so I'm explaining it poorly, but basically your hemispheres can work completely independently. And then they found that the people that had this operation done many times, and they had film of this, the two hemispheres would be at war. And so simple things like this lady was trying to hang things up in her closet, and she would hang it up with one hand and pull it back out with the other because her hemispheres were contradictory. Is that creepy?
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, it's just wild.
We're such freaks.
Yeah. The brain, man.
That is a pretty incredible thing.
Intelligence, maladies, disorders,
instincts, things you don't even ever think of just happen.
Just all. Oh, also, this is another crazy story I'll tell you really quickly. Right now, scientists are using, they call them mini brains. They're little pieces of human brain that operate computers. And they feed them with little eyedroppers of nutrients, or the brain will die. So we're using human brain material to power computers.
That's weird.
Seems like a bad idea to me, right? But what do I know?
Right? Yeah, doesn't that right? seem else, like a 1970s else, sci-fi movie?
How yeah. else will we become cyborgs someday?
Yeah, I guess so.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.